Once again, February. This is 2010. February the 3rd, Wednesday night. Hey, everybody. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are in for 1 hour, listen, of a supernatural engagement. And, of course, there's a lot of supernaturalism out there right now. So many spiritual things going on. Listen, there are those that are having experiences and events and leaving the body and hearing voices and being guided and having visitations. Well, it can all be real, but deadly on the wrong side of the fence. We're going to get in tonight to a third part of the ancient dragon. This is the description given to us in the book of Revelation concerning, well, the presence behind globalism, the presence that was behind the rise of Nazi Germany. This is the presence that was behind the vast persecution of the early church. And listen, it's behind cult crime, sadistic crimes, so many things that are going on right now. But it's the presence that many would love to dismiss, many would love to laugh at, skeptics wonder about, but none of the above can do anything about it. Listen, I don't know about you tonight, but the presence and the reality of, well, the dark side, Satan, demons, if we really understood how broad and vast, not only how it once operated, but how it's operating now and the unprecedented supernatural pressure and force that will come into the political and military worlds that will bring about the biggest, the most enormous, the most tragic, the most catastrophic events in all of human history. Welcome again. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Tonight, out of the topics on Monday night, we dealt with the historic ancient dragon revealed and defined. Tuesday night, we dealt with the ancient dragon behind the death of Christ. There's where you're going to see the massive spiritual conflict behind the scenes. Now, tonight, Wednesday, the February the 3rd, it is the ancient dragon, time, Israel, the church, and rage. Now, there's no question that we can talk about a lot of fields where supernatural enhancements are occurring in a massive way. Among the Russians in the 60s and 70s, with all the development of psi powers. Listen, isn't it amazing that among Russians, the atheism, the, you know, again, the cutting out of God per se, but it opened the door for other supranormal, supernatural events and enhancements. And the psi warriors that were developed there. And I want you to know, I believe there's many that are out there hurting. Obviously, a lot of those who've been through projects and, again, dark and black ops projects. A lot of those guys are hurting, and gals, of course, too. The sisterhood of spies. I don't know if you ever read the book, but we've engaged even on that side of those who are recruited and living in secrecy all the rest of their lives, but yet, again, what they've seen and what they've been a part of, there are those that are broken and empty, and all they've got left is a bottle of Jack and memories and trying to somehow, you know, deal with the anger, the isolation, the emptiness in their lives. Well, by God's providence, dear friend, if you're listening tonight, there's someone that loves you, that doesn't cheat you, that doesn't steal from you, and he may be knocking at the door of your heart to bring cleansing and forgiveness. See, there's some that are filled with guilt. How are you going to get rid of your guilt? And how are you going to wash away what was done? And I'm going to tell you again that there is a Savior that died at a cross that became he's called the sin bearer, and he bore yours. So listen, take some time to think about the fact that God in human flesh on the cross would die for you, and what that death, well, what powerful, enormous victories, even shaking the dark domain of Satan and demons to the core. Listen, Jesus shook it to hell and back. And I want you to know tonight that, well, the demons know who he is. I'm not sure everybody that I'm talking to right now knows for sure Christ as Savior, Lord, God, King, and friend. But I want you to know that the angels of God know they worship Christ, and the demons of hell, they know they tremble in fear in his presence. And he's here tonight in our midst, and I tell you what, he's the one that compels my life to be here. And it's for you, and it's for this, well, incredible, supernatural hour that God has given. And I trust that the Spirit of God is summoning and calling and working and operating, and that God will even stretch out his hand to save and heal and even do miraculous things in lives. And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you're new tonight to this voice, my name is Russ Dizdar. If you want to know all about us and get a lot of free information, go to shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. For believers in Christ out there, there's devotionals, little miniature sermons daily up there on the left-hand top. There's newsletters that come out twice a month now. There's a course, a training course that's free. There's, well, all kinds of things you can check into. The series that we've been doing on Homo Satanas, the Antichrist. There's one on Psy Warriors, and there's one on Holy Spirit Discernment versus ESP. Extrasensory perception versus HSP, Holy Spirit perception. Now, we've done those, and I want you to hear clearly again, the conference in St. Louis, April the 9th and 10th, and take a look at the bottom of the website, shatterthedarkness.net, and it's called, well, the truth is out there, Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. And then down in Nashville, the conference, the last day's conference, and I'll be speaking, Lynn Marzulli, Mike Bennett from Future Quake, Guy Malone from Roswell, Joe Jordan from MUFON, Tom Bonnet, Chris White, Nowhere to Run, Mike Tater. Listen, take a look at all that. Michigan, we're nailing it down right now, and that's going to be in the last, one of the last two weekends in, actually in March, and up in Marquette, and we're going to, well, we had a great discussion today, and you know what, right in the middle of the discussion of nailing down the subject matter, and we were just discussing how sometimes Satan enters in to stop things, and this has seldom happened here, but everything, all the power, all the computers, everything completely went out just for about 4 or 5 minutes, and we recontacted with the friends up in Michigan, and so we're going to put more information up there on that also. Hey, I got an email today, pretty strange. Now, I got the one yesterday concerning the Wiccan, pagan, druid worship on U.S. military bases. Now, it's really nothing new. It's just sometimes people find out, and another friend sent the one Earth Religions Get Worship Area at the Air Force Academy. Well, that's going to go on again and again and again. And please, for Christians out there, understand where there is a void, an absence. You ever hear of the story of the encircling eyes? I've got this story quoted in the book The Black Awakening. It comes from Oz Guinness in a book called Dust, The Dust of Death. And I think it's a great book and a great read and a very eye-opening book, The Dust of Death, Oz Guinness. And he talks about how Western culture and Christianity was once a bright, shining, you know, it's like a great bonfire. He likened it to going on a safari hunt in deep, deep forests of Africa. And as the safari gets, you know, way down in there, or the hunt gets way down in there at nighttime, in the dark of the night, they set up a bonfire, and the bonfire's raging, and it keeps everybody warm, and everything's lit up. But he says, as you notice the fires beginning to go down, little by little, deep, deep in the jungle, you begin to see little eyes beginning to approach. And the more the fire went down and the light went down, the eyes got closer and closer and closer to the circle of people there. The beasts of the jungle got closer and closer and closer as the raging fires went down. So he likens this to the raging spiritual fires of Christendom. When they go down, when Christendom goes dim, when Christendom goes Laodicean, and the fires go down, don't forget we live in the jungle of a broken world, invaded spiritually. The God small g of this world blinds the minds of unbelievers so they can't see. So listen, all around us, and especially since the 60s, the encircling eyes of a dark spiritual domain have come in, and they have contacted people by the millions. They have spun a web of supernatural experiences in the sky, in bedrooms, in people's minds, through the use of hallucinogens, including ayahuasca, down there in among the Mayans, where it's used to open a spiritual dimension inside so that, well, the spirits, the Mayan gods, small g, can make contact once again. Who knows, perhaps they'll do what they did in the past and lead the deceived into human sacrifice. We're working on a few cases here locally that involved human sacrifice. I've got a call, an urgent call from someone that wants me to talk to them about another case right after I get off the radio live here. And then across the nation, there are these kinds of, well, deaths. The little girl out there in California that was put into the suitcase and dumped into the little body of water. Now, she was ritualistically, horribly used and abused. And I've said in the beginning, the girl looked like the woman that's charged with the crime looks like we call a cult multiple, a chosen one. And if you haven't heard about that term, in satanic ritual abuse, over 4 million, maybe closer to 5, I don't know now, million victims of multiple personality, that's what they call it, multiple personality disorder, or DID. Now, the issue is the creation of sub-personalities for whatever use, and in so many of the cases, sub-personalities that are also programmed, demonized, and they know how to do human sacrifice. And there's a precision there. And there's also a need. You've got to understand something, folks. The demons have ramped up their manifestation across the board. And it's all in fulfillment to what God has already said would happen in these last days. In these last days. I'll say it again. Look in the world of politics and military and finance. And behind the scenes, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now operative, supernaturally operative, well, in lives are going to continue. This entity is going to continue to guide the world. And we're being guided to some of the biggest events. They're catastrophic. Millions, I used to say, billions now, feel the coming catastrophic events. It's like they say, you can feel it in the air. The ominous is among us. Now, I got to email today, and I tell you what, it's about the pink Ouija board. Have you heard about this yet? Now, when they sent it to me, and I appreciate the articles individuals send, I get a lot of them, and I try to go through and do my own, you know, searches and my own stuff, research. But this was something that interested me because anybody knowing about the Ouija board, it goes clear, I mean, way back. Some say to China, some say to Morocco, some say, you know, wherever. But that was highly used. the concept of this board and spirits guiding and contacting the dead. Listen, in pre-Nazi Germany, the culture was littered with mediums and readers and those that talk to the dead and summon the dead. I mean, Germany was packed with this kind of spiritism, and this board was used. Eventually, the fella died, sold it off to the Parker brothers, and we've come to know it as the Ouija board. How many of us in the United States in the 60s got one of these for Christmas? Isn't that amazing? A Christmas present. An occult doorway, an object that opens the door to the most deceiving side. I mean, this is where we simply have said, here, we're opening the door to the dark side. And we're going to let the spirits act like dead grandmothers and dead grandfathers and dead family members, and we're going to have them speak and guide and talk. We're going to let spirits guide our hands in getting messages. Now, I'm looking right now, and I typed in pink Ouija board, and here in front of me is, 9 different images of a pink Ouija board that's coming out. And some of them have even more stronger looking occult objects or symbolism. But I'm looking at one where there's a little girl. And she's there with this big smiley face, her hands on her cheeks, as she's all surprised about the pink Ouija board. A pink Ouija board. Now, this is the epitome of masquerade. This soft pink-looking Ouija board to excite what looks like 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl. You know, maybe there's going to be a little a sleepover, and the girls are going to get together, get the pink Ouija board out, and begin to practice it and try it, and maybe something will occur. Maybe a spirit will contact. Maybe they'll get scared and laugh and giggle, and others will feel something. But once you open the door and they do come through, how do you get rid of them? When they take the rights that you give them, and I'm going to say to parents right now, we've got to be nuts if we would buy something like this for our children. Anyone discerning out there. Now, there's skeptics that would just laugh at this. But what can you do to help anybody? What can you do to give a definitive answer to anybody? What do you know about the deceptions of the dark side? You are dismissed in the subject matter because you can't help and you don't know. When it comes to the Ouija board, ask any real Satanist. Ask those that are really in contact with spirits, mediums. Listen, again, an occult, a highly occult object meant to be a doorway, meant to be a way in which the spirits can make contact, begin to bring guidance, and in every case, if you don't understand the dark side, they look for legal rights, they look for ways to stay, they want, once they get in, they're going to say, hey, we have a right here. You open the door. You let us in. We're here to stay. We want to bring more, and we want more of you. That's why so many, literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, well, they're having sleep paralysis, where they feel like some entity has come on their bed, pressed them down. Literally, they're frozen or held down or choked. Others scratched. Others, they hear a whisper, a voice. How did that thing, entity, non-human intelligence get there? In the day and age that we live in right now, if you don't understand the history, real quick, the 60s was the second largest proliferation of occult literature in history, according to James Webb, the historian. The first unleashing or proliferation of occult literature in a massive quantity was in pre-Nazi Germany. And the literature that taught the people to open the doors and seek the spirits and open their lives and begin secret societies and look for human enhancement outside of God. Well, look where it led. Look where it led. Guiding in a national level the ideology of a political party. The ideology of that political party came straight. Now, I'm not saying this is a cliche, but it came straight from hell. It is my friend Bob Rosio who authored the book. You got to get the book. It's called Hitler and the New Age. Hitler and the New Age. I've had about 300 of them. We've got them out to everybody. I don't have anything left. Hitler and the New Age by Bob Rosio. His constant theme in doing the research and historical writings of occult Nazism and its developments in Germany, and how he shows that 60s, 70s, 80s here, the New Age development is exactly the same. I agree with him. And he says in all these cases, the deception will always lead to destruction. And I agree. You cannot dance with the demons and not get burnt. It's like dancing on razor blades, my friends. And so listen, if you're listening tonight, and I know that in the backdrop of all of those who listen are the Satanists, Luciferians, those that monitor the show. I know that as you listen at times, there's anger, and I get emails, and there's been people that have done hacking attacks and things lately and have tried to do harm. And they don't understand the nature of the hate, the incensed hate. I mean, the hate that wants to rise up and literally just, well, cut my throat. You don't understand. Listen, if that's what's inside of you, do you understand the spiritual nature of the dark side? And that's part of what we're going to talk about tonight when we deal with not only the ancient dragons operative work in the world, but we're going to look at how this attack, this presence brings attack to Israel for a reason, to the church for a reason, how there's this incredible rage, fury. There's deep, dark, blood, red rage on the dark side. And there is a ramping up because even they know, you know, even they know that the time is short. Dear friends, this is Rustizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. You can email me during the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. We are now getting to about 20 to 30 emails a day, and that's about all we can do, so we will try. And along the way, we hope we catch yours. Thank you for the articles and good words and other things that do come in. In this series we're doing, and we have one more night, which is going to be Friday night. And let me give you Friday nights real quick here. It is The Ancient Dragon, Globalism, World Leaders, and Armageddon. That's Friday night at 6 p.m. here. After the show tonight, later this evening, some of you know Pastor Butch Paul, and they're going to be calling me about 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight to do a live interview. And so we're going to engage with Pastor Butch Paul. He had me come down at the Mind Control Conference a few years back, and it was an extremely, a really great time down there. So taking a look again, Revelation 12. Anybody who's a believer out there in Christ, listen, your prayers are needed. You're needed to be a man, a woman of God in heroic status today, in powerful, powerful, you know, growing and getting stronger and battling and doing the will of God. That is what is needed all over. See, the great void in the United States and especially in Europe, Canada also, the great void isn't the fact that there are not real believers all over the place by the millions. The great void is when those millions of Christians, people that have come to know Christ, have grown silent, have grown cold, have backed up into a corner. Some of you listening have been backed up into a spiritual corner and you don't know why, because no one ever taught you about spiritual conflict, spiritual warfare, the authority of Christ, the armor of God, and all these issues that are meant to make you powerful and strong, spiritually attentive, discerning, and being able to bear fruit, leading people out of darkness into the light of the, incomparable Christ. And we can do that today. We can do it every day. And we're going to do a lot of the teaching concept of confronting the powers through the Great Commission when we do the teachings up in Michigan. Anyway, watch out. It's going to look like nonsense to many when it comes to the Ouija board, just like Harry Potter and all that seemed to be nonsense. It was amazing to me that the Harry Potter shows show an almost 100% absence of God. It's a whole other worldview that children will learn, a whole absolute different experience. Everything about the movie involves no contact with God, no offer from God, no way to reach God, no revelation of God. Well, literally, no God. No God of heaven. No Christ. Only a world of supernaturalism that's meant to look like good and evil fighting each other. It's all about distraction, preoccupation, keeping people from the truth. So parents, burn the Ouija boards. You know what I did when I got saved? Nobody told me, because I had a lot of occultic literature and materials, everything. I took it all out to a fire bin out in the country where we lived by myself. No one had to tell me. The Spirit of God was in my life. And all that I had that were doorways, I just put in that barrel, took gas, poured all over it, backed up a little bit, threw a match. That really, and I understand now, that really helped me close the door and renounce all those doorways that I had opened up prior to finding the living Christ. In Revelation chapter 12, we've already gone over the fact that the ancient dragon. Now, this is enormous, and there's a reason why. And I think that when you study Revelation 12, you can ask, why did the Spirit of God mention the dragon, use the term dragon, about 10 times? Why is it the megas, this enormous, this big, this huge? I mean, this is what John, by the Spirit of God, is seeing. So the Spirit of God is the one who paints the picture that behind human history, behind Israel, behind the coming of Messiah being born in Bethlehem, behind the birth, the life, the death, all of that, is this picture of this enormous red dragon. That he knew biblical prophecy well. That he was there, standing there. Did you read verse 4? It goes along with Ezekiel 28. It goes along with the fact that a third of the angelic host was taken away. But it shows this picture. Now think about again, God in human flesh, the baby Christ. And here now the Spirit of God paints the picture that the dragon, defined in this chapter as the ancient serpent, Satan, the devil, this real entity with its insatiable, eternal hatred of God and war on God, Listen, this is the one behind that which led the human race away from God and brought in the fall of the human race. It's why death is here. It's why destruction is here. It's why the possibilities of hell and eternal separation from God are all here. This dragon, look at verse 4. He stood. He just stood in front of the woman. Now do the study. Anybody's going to tell you, everybody's going to show you clearly, we're in reference here to Israel. You go to Isaiah, and Israel was to, going to bring forth Emmanuel, going to bring forth, and specifically, a virgin, Mary, the Spirit of God came and moved upon her. The angel told her, and it was in fulfillment to the Word of God. So the angels of God, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, all in context in the development of Israel as a tool through which God would work and bring the Savior of the world. I mean, look at the birth of Christ and the angels and what they said. Good news of great joy concerning the favor of God for all people. This is great. This is heaven bursting out with incredibly great, fantastic news. And if you're listening right now, it's still the potent, infinite, I'm telling you, the great news for you today. But behind the scenes, in the realms of the supernatural, spirit world, if you want to call it that, the ancient serpent that literally guided the human race away from God stood there in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that, I must read this slowly, he might devour. He might destroy. It's a Greek word that refers to eating and just literally devouring the content. The ancient dragon stood there to devour the Christ child. Now, it gives in chapter 5 the definitive insight, if you know the rest of Scripture, about the birth of a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. That, my friends, comes from Old Testament prophetic insight of the second coming of Christ and the millennium. So you have this incredible panoramic view. You find out the child, referring to Christ, was snatched up to God. The death, the resurrection, now the ascension and glorification. The Greek word harpezo, used in 1 Thessalonians 4 about the catching up ultimately of the church when Christ descends, the dead in Christ rise first. Well, the glorification occurs in the twinkling of an eye, in the flash. Well, even on an atomic level, because the word atomos, where we get the word atomic, is used. But in verse 6 on down, it refers to, again, the woman, in reference to Israel, fled. Now, verse 7, the war in heaven, Michael and the angels fought the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. The dragon wasn't strong enough. They lost their place in heaven. Catch this now. The huge dragon, or enormous dragon, was hurled down. That ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, who leads the whole world astray. Politicians and military men and women and the wealthy of the world, the media moguls and others, I want you to hear this. We need to understand why it seems like the world is going down the drain of a counterfeit, supernaturally induced globalism that is growing with a sense of anti-Christ spirit, a critical mass of anti-God, anti-Christ, against Now, I know the Antichrist is the instead of Christ, of course. But along with the development of the great chaos and the rise of the Antichrist will be an unprecedented presence in the air, in lives, that demonstrates an ancient hate, a insatiable hatred of God, of Christ, of anything connected to God and Christ. Now, when you read the rest, you're going to find from verse 10 down, in reference to the dragon, he's the accuser of the brethren day and night. You're going to read the great verse, and I would urge every believer in Christ to memorize Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Now that is the imprint that should be in our hearts in the last days, because it's not about just spiritual conflict. It's not about just there's this offer over here and there's God's offer over there. You're going to need to understand that as these days get thicker with dark spiritual presence, regardless of the masquerade, it will get thicker with this ancient hate, the feeling, the antagonism, the hating of real believers, the hating of the Bible, the hating of Christ, the hating of Israel. The hate will grow and grow, almost an insane level of hatred. I mean, if you look at old Rome, when they began to slaughter the Christians and kill them and martyr them and cut them and throw them in to, you know, for the animals to attack. I mean, when you read about, I mean, it's incredible. When you read, even with the backdrop to the attempted annihilation of Israel in the political, legal, and military ideologies, the final solution meant let's destroy, let's get rid of all of Israel and kill every single Jew in the whole of the human race and annihilate, never permitting Israel to exist again. And it's without question that there was an antichrist against Christians and killing of believers that occurred also. You think Hitler was going to stop with the Jews? The pattern here in Revelation 12 shows that the ancient dragon goes against Israel, and the goal is to, pursue Israel and to destroy, to annihilate. Now, that's true of the past. That's clearly true of the days of World War II and Nazism. There's without question, as you read verse 14, that Israel will never be annihilated. They'll be attacked again. There's going to be a great battle. But I'm going to tell you right now why. The ancient dragon again seeks to preempt biblical prophecy. Where is Jesus going to touch down when he returns? Where is there going to be the instituting of the millennium and the reign and rule of Christ over the nations? You see, the return of Christ means the end of radical evil, the binding of Satan and throwing into the abyss. It involves the end of the entire satanic kingdom. Do you understand they know that? Do you understand that's why we read in this chapter of this fury of the dark side and their knowing that the time is short? If you read verses 12 on down in Revelation 12, here's some of the things you're going to see. The ancient dragon depicting the huge enormity and the full force of satanic presence will seek to, lead the whole world astray, and at the same time bring annihilation literally attack against Israel, and then not being able to annihilate Israel, there'll be then a turning to. You look at this very. You want to know why Christians around the world? Some of you have read Fox's Book of Martyrs. There's a sequel. It's called By Their Blood. Three times as big as a book. More believers have been martyred in the 21st century than in the entire history of the church. The spirit or spiritual presence of the ancient dragon, he'll operate through any demonically inspired religion, counterfeit spirituality, political ideology to get his agenda done. Whether in the Sudan, the killing of hundreds of thousands of believers in Christ. Whether in the anti-Christ, anti-God atheism, anti-Godism of Russia and even China, where Christians have been brutally tortured. When the torturers don't even understand why they get so enraged. I have watched in our offices and on the streets and places where we've done deliverance. I have seen the demonic rage as if they are bloodthirsty. They revel in the coming chaos. Satanic or servants of the satanic agenda. Truly, I'm telling you again and again, I have seen it in front of my face. I've been physically attacked. With weapons, by the way, with a rage that goes way back. It's an ancient hate, an ancient serpent whose present operative and whose manifestation is growing in leaps and bounds. And God's given the heads up, it's going to be unprecedented. So we read here how the ancient dragon goes against the woman Israel, and the attack is going to be severe. It will be in the final days also. But verse 17, have you read this? Then the ancient dragon was enraged. Listen now, enraged, absolutely insane with anger. I mean, it's one thing to see a human being with anger. It's one thing to see an animal go crazy. But now we're talking about the extra-dimensional presence, the non-human intelligences, the angels of light, the masquerade of the New Age spirits. When they take off the mask, you and I will see that the enraged, insane, emotional, blood-red anger, revenge, whatever you want to call it, enraged at the woman. Well, he couldn't destroy, he couldn't annihilate. I mean, Israel's going to be here when Christ returns. I mean, there's a whole story of the salvation of Israel and what's going to happen in the future and all that kind of stuff. Major prophecies of God's event, and Satan's doing everything he can to stop it. He did it before. It's part of the methodology. The scheme. You and I as Christians need to understand the origin, the nature. The nature of the dark side is eternally fixed, transmuted, an insatiable lust for godhood, and an enraged, ongoing agenda. The dragon, in reference to the full force of Satan and all the powers of hell included, enraged at Israel, look what the word of God says, went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Every single believer in Jesus, just a human being that believes in Jesus, you've accepted the love of Jesus, the grace of Jesus, the gift of eternal life, you love God. If you're a real believer, you love God, you love your neighbor as yourself, you do good things, feed the hungry, pray for the healing of the sick, share Jesus' love with people for them to come to Christ. What's wrong with that? I don't need to apologize for telling people that God really loves them, that Christ gave his life in sacrifice for theirs, and the gift, where else are you going to get this? The gift of indestructible immortality. Christ blasted apart the finality of death. Exposed, as does the rest of the scripture. Listen, you're not going to find this. I'm reading all the stuff all around me, and I'm, you know, just because I research. None of it shows this. None of it shows this prophetic accuracy of coming human history. None of it has the infallible 100% accuracy over thousands of years. God has shown himself to be accurate. God doesn't, he doesn't need to sit down and research it. God is infinite. He's in the past, in the present, in the future, all at the same time, and beyond time. Time is limited. Time is finite. We read in verse 12 of the same chapter. Have you read this? Listen to those who are seekers and New Agers and psychics and remote viewers out there. Any of you that are on the Army bases and the Air Force Academy that are involved in Wicca, Druidism, or paganism, heads up. That which is given by the Spirit of God says, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. Now, Wiccans and Druids and pagans are all going to say, we don't worship the devil. Well, in a sense, in a direct sense, like real Satanists or real Luciferians, you know, you don't call on this entity direct. But don't you understand the counterfeit spirits behind what you're into? You know that none of it's led you to God. You know you can't say, I know God. I know I have the gift of eternal, immortal, indestructible life. I know the love of God. I know the forgiveness of God. I know the power of God. Listen, as you're being distracted, this agenda, God gives the strategic intel about this dark agenda. Stan Monteith calls it the Brotherhood of Darkness. God himself reveals that in the days that you are and I are living in right now, in reference to the ancient dragon, this huge picture here that we're given by the Spirit of God of the dark side, that he is, can I ask you something? Let me ask you a personal question. Have you ever been filled with anger? Filled. See, you and I, as believers in Christ, we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with God. And take a read of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 down, when Paul begins to pray, where the end goal of the prayer and the power of the Spirit of God in the life of the believer is so that we can be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. The devil doesn't have a molecule of the presence of God left in him. You got to understand how totally, completely transmuted, in every sense of genetics and DNA and substance, there is no truth in him. And so, not only in the nature, but in the will, there is an eternal hate of God and anything that is connected to God. In this chapter, the revelation of the Spirit of God shows that behind the furious attempts to annihilate a people off the face of the earth, past, present, and coming future, you know, you think about for a moment why Ahmadinejad wants the annihilation of Israel. There's a insane rage, dark. Can you see the dark presence there? Even on those imams, dark, angry. The ancient dragon is filled with fury, filled with rage, filled. See what it says? The Spirit of God paints the picture of the passion of this entity. Ufologists don't understand. And I'm going to say again, Wiccans and pagans and druids and New Agers and psychics and even you remote viewers, you don't understand that behind the energies you deal with are entities. And you're dancing with the dark side. You're dancing with the dark side, you don't even know it. The Spirit of God says that this entity is filled with fury. Now, the four things I wanted you to hear tonight was that this ancient presence has, does, and will seek to attack and annihilate Israel, seek to attack and annihilate the body of Christ. Christians need to realize that Ephesians 6 is absolutely true when God says that your struggle, your warfare, your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powerful spiritual forces that guide individuals with a almost insane rage to attack you and kill you. Millions of Christians have been killed all over the world, and there's no, where's Greenpeace? Where's the Sierra Club? Blinded by the counterfeit light. And so the dragon is filled, listen now, there is an emotional side that brings a ramping up. Can you get the picture? The fallen cherub is enraged, angry that he couldn't destroy and annihilate Israel already, angry that he could not kill the Son of God and destroy the Savior, Jesus Christ. All he has left right now is to go after the body of Christ, to attack churches, to bring down leaders, to bring doubts and questions and throw those arrows at you as a believer. And if you don't have your shield of faith up, you're going to get struck with those involuntary feelings and thoughts that bring doubt and bring you down in suppression and suppress you. Unless you understand spiritual warfare now, how do you think you're going to understand it in the next couple of years as it grows thicker and stronger, more definitive, and the rage will be able to be felt in the air? In those possessed, I have seen the fury of the demonic side. They hate real believers in Christ with a passion. They hate anyone who has the living Christ within. Now, if you've studied it all and have looked at this chapter, I'm going to ask you again, why does God give such an enormous revelation in chapter 12 of the apocalypse of Jesu Christu, of this massive book of prophecy of the end of days? the liberal socialized, you know, new ageized, you know, government is showing some of the signs of this rage when they're making and discussing behind the scenes laws and attitudes and blame for anybody who is a believer in Christ that believes in the end of days and the coming of Armageddon. To some in the administration, those kind of people are dangerous. Yet God says we who would give the exposure and share the good news of Jesus Christ and bring light to what is really happening behind the scenes. In Job's life, was there something behind the scenes? In Israel, when the Bible says Satan rose up against Israel and enticed David to sin, was there something invisible but real there to attack them? When Jesus was born, was there a presence that was ready to devour him? Was there an experience to tempt him and bring him down in Matthew 4? Was there an experience of Judas who locked his heart out against Christ and left it wide open for this ancient presence with radical, supernatural and furious, I would say insatiable anger and hatred of God? The demons are just like it. They're no different. Their natures are the same. As a matter of fact, the further a person goes away from God, the more they exhibit God hatred. Take a look at Romans chapter 1. The further any individual goes into the depths of sin, since sin is the platform and literally the code that has come from the fallen cherub into the hearts of mankind, the further anyone gives to that dark sin code, well, look at Romans chapter 1, verse 18 down. God haters. 3,000 years ago, look at the prophecy in Psalm 2. It's not just the kings of the earth or the nations, but God says the peoples. Why are they raging? Why are they conspiring? Why are they, in the end of days, taking their stand against God? Well, dear friends, we've come to the end of the hour. Jesus Christ loves you, and I pray that you come to Christ and you know him in his power, and I pray that you as a believer are growing. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar. We'll see you on Friday night at 6 p.m. Go to shatterthedarkness.net. Get a hold of some materials that will be a blessing to you. We love you. Remember us in prayer. Good night.